Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILL.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Dave Benn and Scott Eckersley, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. Tom Crawford has been up in Saginaw the last hour or so, I would guess. He got up there middle of the morning and has been involved with a recruiting visit. Herb Haygood, former Michigan State receiver and All-America kick returner, the host for Cody's visit up there this week. And I believe we have Tom back with us. Hello, Tom.
How you doing, Jack? Yeah, I'm incredibly impressed with this campus. We're getting a tour right now, and I guess 70% of these buildings were built in the last 20 years. It's really impressive thus far, and looking forward to the football game with Grand Valley that starts at noon.
So are you being that guy that on the tour is talking on the phone and not paying attention to what the tour guide's saying at all?
I stood outside of the tour, and a lot of football recruits from all over the state are here, and it's great and very impressive. Impressed with the what they're talking about academically and the dorms and everything. So we'll see how it goes.
You're definitely seeing the best part of Sag Nasty, trust me.
Yeah, exactly. Out on Bay Road, it's a little bit different than the other parts of Saginaw. My wife is from Saginaw, so I better not say anything bad about
that. Better be careful with that.
Stay away from the numbered roads. That's what I'm always told.
Well, while you were gone, we had a chance to talk with Mohsin Mohammed and just chatted with Jim Jackson, and he saw the game last night. I did not ask him for a pick on the Michigan upstate matchup today.
Upstate, downstate, roundabout state. Where the hell is upstate? Is that in Carolina somewhere?
That's what I hear.
Another pop campus, huh?
They were looking for a state they could beat.
I guess.
No, we want to talk a little bit about this weekend in college football and how it's going to shake out. There are some Big Ten matchups that are not that competitive this week. I don't think anyone thinks that Wisconsin is going to lose, so that's pretty much a given at this point. But we do have Iowa, Northwestern. That's a game that the Hawkeyes have struggled with traditionally. Ohio State and Penn State, that's a game that a lot of people are watching now with Joe Paterno and, of course, Michigan-Purdue. I wanted to get your take on a couple of things that have come up during the show. Tom, if you were voting for the Heisman Trophy, would Cam Newton's place on your ballot be moved at all based on what's happened in the last week? And can you reflect on what Joe Paterno has accomplished at Penn State with 400 victories?
Well, I can't remove Cam Newton. I mean, you know, and I've been really high on him from the start. I always said early on he was a Terrell Pryor that hasn't happened this year. He was everything that we envisioned Terrell Pryor to be. But, you know, when you're basing everything on rumor and, you know, and just rumblings here and there and not having anything concrete yet, I'd hold off on voting, you know, because he is the best player in college football. You know, so I just hold off on that. And as far as Joe Paterno is concerned, I mean, you know, there's some part of me that have said that, you know, why didn't he retire early?
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like, is he selfish and give somebody else a chance further on down the line? But, I've reflected more on what he's brought to college football. He's everything good about college football. He still lives in that same house with a lamp, you know, the gold lamp in the front picture window right out of the 70s.
Right.
I've walked by that house. My sister used to live a block from him. And so I'm really happy for him, and I hope he announces his retirement, you know, right before the Michigan State game. That would really be nice on November 27th. Don't you think that'd be good, Jack?
Well, you know, their big chant is, we are Penn State, and he is Penn State. There's no question about that. Well, we want to get to our picks segment, Tom, and Scott tells me that you're chipping away here. I have a four-game lead with a couple of weeks to go. So if you want to take a bunch of upsets, I know you want to take Purdue over Michigan, but we'll give you a chance to do that in a minute. Let's start with Georgia at number two, Auburn. And the uncertainty, who knows? Maybe Cam Newton will be pulled just before kickoff.
The war between the hedges, Auburn, Georgia, as Keith Jackson would say. I'm going with the Auburn Tigers. Been going with them all year, and I don't think this is going to distract them in any way. So I'm definitely going with the Tigers.
Yeah, I would agree. I think Auburn will continue to roll until it faces the Tide. Number 19, Mississippi State, and number 12, Alabama in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, the fact it's in Tuscaloosa takes any upset factor away, so I'm definitely going with the Tide. I think they've had their one hiccup here and there, and And they'll, well, they just got lost last week to LSU, so they'll definitely bounce back.
A lot of talk that maybe Mississippi State will find some violations in Alabama players, too, before kickoff. USC at number 18, Arizona.
I'm going to go with USC in this game. I saw Arizona play last week and was not impressed at all, and I'm basing on that. You know, USC's got some great players, and I see the Trojans winning over the Wildcats.
Well, here's a chance for you to gain a game on me. I'm going to take Arizona, and although it could be USC's bowl game, we say that every time USC has a big game.
Right.
Number 23, South Carolina, at number 22, Florida, in the Spurrier Bowl.
Isn't this something? This will be a great match. Very intriguing, but and I had thought about going with South Carolina, but I'm going to go with I think that crowd in the swamp will be crazy, so I'm going to go with the Gators in this game, even though this is not a vintage Florida team this year.
Yeah, they're talking about 70,000 visors showing up for this game. We have number 13, Iowa, at Northwestern. Can the Hawkeyes get revenge for last year?
I'm going with the Hawkeyes in this one. I think that they're just too physical for Northwestern, and so definitely going with Kirk Ferentz's bunch in this game.
Yeah, I would agree, and I said I was going to pick Iowa every game. I'm going to stick to it. I'll tell you right now, I'm going to pick them again next week against Ohio State. How about Penn State against number 9, Ohio State? Could this be a look-ahead game for the Buckeyes?
No, if it was in Happy Valley, yes, but in Columbus with game day there, I think the crowd would be pretty revved up. Definitely going with the Buckeyes in this game by at least a couple of touchdowns.
I would agree. I think Ohio State just a little too strong, although Penn State is improving. This is one of the rare weeks of the season where Tom cannot pull against Michigan State, but he's going to have all his attention at West Lafayette, Indiana, and what is not directed to Saginaw will be focused there. Michigan at Purdue. Can you give us a score on that one, Tom?
Yeah, I'm gonna give you a score on this. It's your typical Michigan score. I'm going to go 49-31 Michigan over Purdue.
49-31. That's
yes.
Scary sometimes how close our picks are.
Really?
Yeah.
Not too much.
I hate to say this. I had just written down Michigan 45, Purdue 31. And that will show tremendous improvement for the Michigan defense. Whenever you can allow less than half as many points as the week before, I think your defensive coordinator deserves some sort of raise.
That comment you make is just scary. It's frightening what you just said. That's true.
Hey, Tom, thanks so much for being with us. I appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks.
All right, that is Tom Crawford from Saginaw. I want to thank all of our special guests today. Mohsen Mohammed, NFL star, former Waverly, Michigan State standout. Want to thank Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, drjohnb.com. Will Thiemann, the voice of Michigan State basketball and the Spartan Radio Network. And Jim Jackson, Big Ten basketball great and the broadcaster for the Big Ten Network. I want to thank our producer, Scott Eckersley, great job. And co-host filling in, Dave Benton, fantastic. Thanks, Dave. Jack Ebling saying, have a great weekend, everyone. We'll talk with you next Saturday.